From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Sunday, February 14th, voters in New York now have additional time to change their party registration. Cuomo signed an executive order extending the deadline to Tuesday, February 16th. The move is meant to create a uniform statewide policy after the party registration deadline fell on a Sunday this year. The adjustment will give local election officials more time to process party registration changes, and because many of those local boards of election are short on staff due to COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The right to vote is one of the sacred pillars of our democracy, and as we continue to fight the war on COVID, we can't put democracy on hold," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "Today we are extending the period for voters to change their party enrollment to help break down more barriers to the ballot box and help ensure everyone has a chance to exercise this fundamental right," end quote. The change is effective immediately. Locally, the Columbia County Board of Elections asked that voters, and I quote, "attempt to do election-related business by phone, mail, or email," end quote. The board can be reached by phone at 518-828-3155 or via email at elections@columbiacountyny.com. The Greene County Board of Elections can be reached at 518-719-3550 or via email at elections@discovergreen.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media on two structure fires over the weekend, one fatal and another that left a family homeless. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said an unidentified woman in her 40s died following a fire Sunday, February 14th on Lower Columbia Street in Hudson. The woman was rushed to Columbia Memorial Hospital by Greenport Rescue Squad after she was discovered inside an apartment at 33 Columbia Street. Firefighters found her during a search of the building. No one else was found during a second search. The Hudson Fire Department was sent by Columbia County 911 to the location at 7:48 p.m. after smoke was reported coming from the roof and windows of the building. Fire officials report the blaze was extinguished at 8:15 p.m. Parts of Columbia, 1st and 2nd Streets were closed while firefighters worked. Coxsackie Fire Chief Sean Burdick said the night before, a fire that is believed to have started in the chimney at 33 Ferry Street at Sleepy Hollow Lake left a family homeless. The family was able to get out of the home before firefighters arrived, the chief said. They will be staying with friends while repairs are being made to the house. One firefighter was injured in fighting the blaze. He was taken to Columbia Memorial Health by Coxsackie Ambulance with minor injuries. Coxsackie Hose Company No. 3 was sent to the location at about 10 p.m. after security guards reported the home was on fire. The fire was reported out at 11:10 p.m., and you can read both stories at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Some residents of Rensselaerville, Knox, Westerlo, and Bern are now able to sign up for satellite internet service provided by the SpaceX program Starlink as part of a service expansion subsidized by the Federal Communications Commission. However, the high cost of signing up as well as the monthly subscription fees may stop people from getting online. The offer is projected to be available by the end of 2021. SpaceX was founded by Elon Musk in 2002 with the goal of reducing the cost of space transportation so that Mars can be colonized. In 2015, Musk announced the development of Starlink, a satellite constellation to provide broadband internet service. The state began subsidizing internet service expansion in 2015 when it launched a three-phase, and I quote, "broadband for all," end quote, program that would provide nearly $750 million in private and public funds dedicated to coverage. Burntown Supervisor Sean Lyons said his home on Brant Hollow Road was meant to be covered in the third phase of the program in 2018, but that he has yet to see any benefit nearly 3 years later, even though fiber optic cables were installed last summer. In West Salone, Planning Board Chair Dottie Virch, who also heads the town's broadband committee, said State Senator Michelle Hinchey's office had indicated to her that Hinchey would, and I quote, be getting involved, end quote, in the expansion efforts. While SpaceX appears on track to address issues of coverage, affordability is still an obstacle in the area where the poverty rate hovers around 6%, according to census data. To use Starlink satellite service, residents will have to come up with $600 to cover sign-up costs. Service will cost $99 per month, nearly twice as expensive as the cheapest rate advertised by Hudson Valley Wireless. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.